Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune into what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go, right? There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. On NPR's new podcast, Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's part existential deep dive and part game show. I ask actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to ask some of life's biggest questions. Listen to NPR's Wildcard on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're on with Mario Lopez.
What's up, you're on with Mario Lopez. Hotline is lighting up. Joining me now on the phone, lead singer of Hootie and the Blowfish, Darius Rucker. How are you, man?
Hey, Mario, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well, buddy. Great to hear your voice. Been a fan for a long time. Excited to hear the band is on tour right now. How are the shows going?
Oh, man, it's been great. I was wrong, man. The shows have been sold out great. It's been fun to be back together with the guys.
Well, it's been a decade, right, since you guys have toured full-time together. What's been different this time around?
We're old.
all of us.
Exactly. You know what? Really, once we got back together, we just all fell back right into that same place we were. So it didn't feel much different. We just felt like, you know, we could do it better because we're older and wiser now. So it's been a lot of fun.
And I read there's some new music in the works. You guys play any of that on stage?
Yeah. We got a single coming out here soon, and I got a record coming out. We're really excited. Like, we haven't made a record. It was fun to get back in the studio.
How would you describe the vibe of the new songs?
Oh, man, it's the funny thing, you know, we tried a bunch of new stuff and just to see what we would sound like, and every time we tried something new, we still sounded like us. So it's a bunch of, I mean, songs are always important to us. It's a bunch of great songs, and it just always sounds like Hootie and the Blowfish, though.
You know, Darius, man, I think you've touched upon other genres, and I think you've killed it in all those other sounds, bro. There's not too many singers that really can kind of seamlessly go back and forth. And so, was that just something you've always wanted to do, or how did those situations present themselves?
Oh yeah, man, I've always been a lover of music. You know, I mean, people want to say it's kind of like roller R&B, whatever, but for me, it's always just been music. So I've always loved everything. Thought I could sing everything, and you know, get these opportunities to do things like the country record, the R&B record. It's just, for me, it's just music. So I go do it, and like I was saying before, it's always about the songs for me. So if I can get some great songs, I'm happy.
Good for you, man. Good for you. Yeah, no, I enjoy it. And I read that you wrote with Ed Sheeran for this project. What's his songwriting approach like?
Oh, Ed's funny, man. He's awesome. We spent a couple of days at his place in England. We were having a great time, and he's got a lot of different approaches, but he's got this thing where he starts talking about something in your past, and he keeps talking about it, and all of a sudden you're writing a song about it.
Huh.
He's great with that.
That's cool. Well, you're going to be at the Hollywood Bowl on Tuesday, one of my favorite places to check out a show, and but a lot of people hitting you up for tickets, right?
Oh, yeah, man. it's been blowing up, but, you know, that's a great thing. People that want to come out to your place, I think that's a great thing.
Yeah, of course. Well, it's the 25th anniversary of Crack Rear View, one of the 20 biggest selling albums of all time, which is obviously incredible. When did you realize the album was going to be so big?
Oh, I guess after we did our first Letterman appearance and it started taking off, I guess about a couple months after that, I think we sold like, you know, 3/4 of a million within a week, and we kind of figured that was kind of crazy.
Pretty insane, man. And the band's now eligible for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Is that something you'd like to see happen?
Dude, we're not getting the Rock and Roll.
Why not?
Yeah, that ain't happening. We're good.
I like the humble approach. Hey, never say never. I know you're a big football fan, Darius. How do you think the Dolphins are going to do? They're going to make you cry this year?
Yes, it's going to be a tough season. It's going to be a long season for the Dolphins, but I'm used to it now, I guess.
You know, I just had my my annual golf tournament. How's your golf game looking these days?
It's good. You know, I can shoot 72, 85, but, you know, I'm stuck. I love the game so much. It looks pretty good.
One time, I remember that, you're not going to remember, but I remember back maybe mid-late 90s, one New Year's Eve, we were in this little VIP section in Vegas, and you were hanging out with Tiger Woods at that time.
Oh, I remember that, yeah.
Oh, you do remember that? Yeah, it was at Drink in Vegas.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, good memory, man. You guys still boys? You guys still kick it? Or?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we're still real, real tight, man. I talk to him all the time. He's my guy. I mean, it's a great thing for golf and for the world, I think. So, yeah, we're real close.
Oh, that's cool. You've been friends for a long time. Right on, man.
Long time.
Well, tickets and dates for Hootie and the Blowfish's group therapy tour are up now at onwithmario.com. You can follow him on Instagram at Darius Rucker. Thanks for calling in, Darius.
Great talking to you, Mario. You take care, man.
Okay, you too, buddy. Take care.
On with Mario Lopez.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy.
Yeah.
Right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go, right? There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. On NPR's new podcast, Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's part existential deep dive and part game show. I ask actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to ask some of life's biggest questions. Listen to NPR's Wildcard on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.